other words, because if the menstrual flow is grounded to the emotions, so there is such a thing, so mainly because of that, so according to the Rambam, every woman, not only a woman who has no vessel, a woman who has no vessel, for why, according to the Rambam, is mechuyeves to make it before tashmish and after tashmish. Hashem, a woman who has a vessel for why. So before tashmish, she is not mechuyeves to make it bigger. But after tashmish, she is mechuyeves to make it bigger. And the Rambam is a yochid in that she. The Mechaba doesn't pass now, the Rambam, but he mentions that that's the Rambam she. So, according to the Rambam, even every woman, whether she has a vessel to go, or she does not have a vessel to go, after tashmish, she is mechuyeves to make it bigger, to be valid, that she didn't see that machmas tashmish. So even a woman who has a vessel to go, is mechuyeves to make it bigger after tashmish. But before tashmish, only if she has no vessel to go. But if she has a vessel for Gua, she is not Mechuyeves to make it bigger. However, the Rambam Shite again, the Rambam is Yochi, the Rambam Shite is that while a woman who has a vessel for Gua is only Mechuyeves to make it bigger the Tashmish, to make sure that she didn't see Damasmas Tashmish, but before Tashmish, she is not Mechuyeves to make it bigger. But there is a bigger success incumbent upon a woman to make it bigger. Before Tashmish, even though she has a vessel for God. Again, so on 2 points the Rambam is yochid. On 2 points. One is in regard to a woman who has a vessel, to every woman, whether she has a vessel, she doesn't have a vessel. So, la'acha Tashmish, so she has to make it bigger, the Rambam is yochid. The second point on which the Rambam is unique, he's the only one who says, that a woman, that even a woman who has a vessel, she is mutaris nishamish mitoso without the bouquet. But there is a success that before tashmish, immediately before tashmish, she should make a bouquet to make sure that she is there. Now the Rosh Rambam is as follows. So the words, according to the Rambam, every woman, so la'acha tashmish, she is mechuyeves to make it bigger. What is it? Where is the Rambam? The Dalet Mechazisun, the Aloch in Dalet. Every woman, every woman who has a vessel for one, so she has to make it bigger, very la'acha tashmish, immediately la'acha tashmish, and she has to make it bigger. He took why? To make sure that she didn't see down machmas tashmish, because there is such a possibility. That's one Rambam. Then the Rambam in Aloha Tezayim says, Hatzluez, a mishamshesh, Ewa achimitiko atzmon tchilo kei tashmish. Only with a success. Even if she has a vessel combined. Then the Rambam, so these two Aloha, the Rambam is Yochim, only she tachim. I don't think there is another issue. Who joins the Rambam in these two chumas. But then, the Rambam says, V'nisho she'imo v'se, Asura v'sham v'shat she'tim deit, so on that she'e, the Amunah v'she'im, well, the Rambam, the Rambam, Drach, Drach, in the Mechaber of Rabbo also passed. But the Shach is Machriya, Nava. Now, I mentioned all these Rambams because it's necessary for this Gemara. Boy, you may have seen the Rabbi. Yisha Ma'u Shekin Dikatz Ma'u Bayo. What is the Shaya? What is the Shaya? Rashi doesn't say anything. But it's the same. Boy, I'm saying, Yisha Ma'u Shekin Dikpir Yishin Fnei Tashin. Oma Lei, Loi Tivnik. No, she should not be the Dekis. So he wore as the Kashi. In other words, what was the buy? The buy was, should, is it the proper thing for Nisha to be made the cats from the buy or change fashions? So she here said, Rabbi said, no, it's not a proper thing. Look, so then Rabbi has Rabbi, pitik day, come up, what's wrong? So he came living the clay, who paid this? So in other words, Pirish Rath. So, that it's also the answer is according to the Rambam, and the Rambam model also you think with the model, but according to the Rambam, so the Shem explained that according to the Rambam, so the Gemara's child was Isha Maushet, think with that's for the Bible, like the Rach, with the Tashmish, in the presence of that, in the knowledge of that, in the knowledge of that. Of course, that goes without saying, even the Rambam is made that. That the Rambam is the biggest mach. So he says that the mission is Mechuyeves, and the mission is Mechuyeves to make it Mikel Achatash, to make sure that you didn't see down Machmas Tashish. The Baal is also Mechuyev to make himself after Tashish. But Kirin Tashish, so if she has an investment of Ruach, so she's not Mechuyeves to make it. So the Baal was, maybe she's not Mechuyeves, but maybe she is allowed in the knowledge, with the knowledge of the husband, to make it begin before Tashmish, the Tashmish. So Rabbi Yehuda said, no, she's not allowed. Why? Because if the husband will see that every time before Tashmish, the woman makes it begin, he'll become hinted. He'll suspect that there is something the matter with her. And in other words, that she has a discharge of dam very frequently, not in accordance with the usual pattern of the woman, of the average woman. So the male, so it's awesome. So in Achname, the Rambam will be made that even though the Rambam says that it's in the success for a woman to make it to give it for Tashmish. So the Rambam means it's in the sickness to do it in such a way that the husband will not notice it. In other words, let's say she'll go to a separate room and without the husband even knowing that she's making it begin, she'll make it begin in case she finds herself unclean. So she'll immediately notify the husband. But and when the mother says, make it means in the knowledge of the, in the presence of the knowledge of the husband, loitimik. But if she doesn't tell the husband that she makes it begin, then there is Moisea, and on the contrary, there is the chasides. That's how the Rambam has to explain his Gemara. Kishio best, Kimechai Bailo Chaos. So, in other words, Miyad Racha Bir, the Chaos, Yamun Mikam Kreb Beish, Mitzo Arzon Shalom, Pesi, Kreba, Miyad Racha Bir, Chayomi, in other words, instantaneous, within a second after the Tashish. So it's Hayomi because the father in Lam have to shazi. So the Gemara said, so let's start by it. Smaus and Tatsi Shiva Khaba Khatos, Omalay Mish Kahaslo, with Dika Kishio Pesek, Batani with Zeo Shio Pesek, Moshe with Shamish Lady, Shaving Tsaramashi, with Tsias Shamish Nikha Sayi, have a Pesek, Jomo, with you are following Dika. So in other words, now no one knows in terms of seconds, it's a question of seconds, how many seconds it involves, but in other words, it is the measure of the time that is required to take immediately after tashmish for the woman to take, let's say if she has available daily the piece of cloth available and she takes it, she doesn't have to spend any time to get the piece of cloth. She has it available immediately. Upon the conclusion of the tashmish, and she takes it and she's in Kamiya Hassan, very simokin. So that's the time of that. It's a question of seconds, of a few seconds. So in other words, so mainly it's impossible to make a ticket, to push it inside deep, because the time that it takes for the piece of cloth to be pushed inside deep, so it's more than this time. So how is it possible she did the katzma kishia besek if she makes a ticket? So then there is more than the shio besek. So el maru she bikak ikedamre hoche boimne ikshe maru she did the katzma kini lechayek bairo o she tolo omolei lo tibik. So the Gemara says, "Bitivik umavikach in kain libenei kripim." So what does the Gemara say? In other words, there are two shiur. There is one shiur beset. Both are in the question of seconds. So one is a few seconds in either time that it takes for a woman to take the piece of cloth that is already available in our hands. In other words, the Gemara is imagining an example where, let's say, the piece of cloth is on the bed and she can immediately take a hold upon the conclusion of tashmish and be the kamech, raise about it. So that's the shiur, that's the smallest shiur. And if she did it, and let's say she was kamech and she saw down, the moment she rubbed herself on the outside, she saw down on the piece of cloth, then she and the husband come to your own house. In other words, if she had tashmish with the husband. And then she had a piece of cloth prepared on the bed. And then immediately, upon the conclusion of the tashmish, she took that piece of cloth and rubbed and wiped herself. They said, okay. And she found down. So then she and the husband come to open the house. Because if she detected the dam immediately within the shiur besek, it's a question of 3 seconds, maybe 4 seconds. So maybe that's a raya that at the time of the tashmish, the dam already emanated. Then there is another shiur. In other words, let's say if she has the piece of cloth available for her on the bed, and immediately upon the conclusion of the tashmish, she takes a hold of that piece of cloth and she pushes it inside, and then she takes it out and she sees down. So then she is not the chayav. She and the husband are not mechuyav to bring in the chatos. But the Rosh Hashanah is yes. Why? Because that is also a question of seconds. But the first shiur might involve 3 seconds or 4 seconds, 5 seconds. This might involve 30 seconds. I mean, I'm just guessing. I mean, no one mentions it in terms of seconds. But I suppose probably heaven, that will probably take heaven. So if the ticket took place within, let's say, that the time that is required for a woman to take a hold of a piece of cloth that is available to her immediately upon completing the tashish, and to push it inside, and to push it inside. So if she found down on that aid, so that creates a subject. Maybe she was already a widow at the time of tashmish, and maybe the dam emanated just a split second after the conclusion of the tashmish. So we made a scene since it's something. So they are higher mashmah. But suppose she makes a decay 5 minutes after the tashmish. Then she is not even higher than Moshe Tov. Why? Because then we are minded that the Chazaki. That at the time of the tashmish, she was not a midah. How is it that 5 minutes, 4 minutes after tashmish, when she put in a piece of cloth and took it out, she detected that? That means that she was caressing midah after the tashmish. So in other words, from this Gemara it appears, he asked him, Ababe inquired from Abune whether a woman is allowed to be baby kasal, kishi or vesel, immediately upon the conclusion of the tashmish. So the first answer was, it's impossible to be this. But it's possible. It's possible. That's possible. So is she allowed to make a picture, let's say, immediately upon the conclusion of the tashmish? Immediately. In other words, with the piece of cloth ready, available for her on the bed. So is she allowed to make such a picture immediately, instantaneously, upon the conclusion of the tashmish? So the answer was no, not allowed. It's a misa. Why? Because suppose because the husband, when he sees that, what do we think? He'll think that he'll suspect that his wife probably sees them very frequently, and she probably saw them as a result of tashmish many several times. So that's why she's so particular about making a PK instantaneously upon the conclusion of the tashmish, so it becomes inhibited in approaching her. So it's awesome. So in other words, so what does it mean? So the Rishayim said, I mean, except according to the Rambam, because the Rambam she means that every woman is Mechuyevet, every woman and every husband. So after the conclusion, so Lacha Tashmish, so they are Mechuyevet to be made with being. Of course, it doesn't mean that the Amkhuyev can be made immediately upon the conclusion of the tashmish. When he gets on bed, so she gets on bed, so she can forget this to make it begin. But upon the conclusion of the tashmish, so then she's not, so she's not allowed because he can be liberated. But later on, so according to the Rambam, the Amkhuyev. But according to the other machine, who say that there is no chiyuv for a woman to make it ikalach tashmish, so then they say that when the mother says in kelim leivu peirish, it doesn't mean only leivu peirish immediately upon the conclusion of tashmish. In general, if a woman makes ikes, so then even if she made the ikes 8 hours when she gets up in the morning after the tashmish, it's also Isa, according to the other Shem. Of course, the Rambam, she's Mechuyevet. So when is there Isa only when it's immediately upon the conclusion of the tashmish? So then the husband would be immediately, but according to the other Shem. So there is no Hechach in saying that. So they'll say that even if she makes it the next morning, just to find out whether she wasn't really done by Hastashis, it's also in the nature of the page. Alright. Now, Kishiyot, yeah, Mibdike, Rechidim, Ritzdok, Hilka Kishiyot, Vesek, Mibishkach Hastashis. Now, when Rashi says, Mibdike, so what does it mean now from this Rashi? from this Rashi. After all, the Gemara did not say here. Now, this is a very important Rashi. Because here you see, we'll see when the Lord of the Lord has needed Mishpano, so we'll see that there is a Machlokes Hashemim. The biggest that a human has to make, what does it mean? She has to make it. She has to push inside. So of course, I mean, if she just wipes herself and outside, that's not a big deal. But suppose she just pushes it in, but not deeply, not with whom you is talking. Is that considered a sufficient decay, or that is not considered a sufficient decay? So there is a mahalogy between the Ayur and the Bahamaya and that question. Now, I think that, so, some Rishonim say that a decay means if she pushes it in deep inside, the whole moon is not. But if she just pushes it in, just not deep, just a superficial pushing in, so that's considered like inua. That's considered like inua. It's not a good one. Some Rishonim say, no, even if it's not pushed in, the whole moon is blocking, it's also considered a good one. I think from Rashi's Loshon here, there is a deal that Rashi Shita means, that the real Dikke means that it's pushed in deep. The whole moon is blocking. Not just if it is pushed in the periphery of the Isimaki, but only if it's pushed in, because after all, the Gemara doesn't mention Chorim Mitzvaki here. The Gemara doesn't mention Chorim Mitzvaki. The Gemara just says, the Gemara has first to meet where he was. Isha Maushi Kitikatz Mekishio Best Kilechai Balechapos, whether a woman is allowed to meet the Okami Kankushna Metashish to take the piece of cloth that is available for her. And push it inside. So he told me, no, it's impossible. So Rashi explains, Lutikya Lechorim Mitzvaki. Why does Rashi mention the Lechorim Mitzvaki? Apparently, Rashi Shita is because the Gemara said that it's impossible to make it Lutikya. It's impossible to make it Lutikya. Because within the Shia Besset, because the time that is required to make it begin is more than the Shia Besset. Shia Besset, let's say, is 5 seconds. And the time that is spent in making it begin, pushing it in, so it's 20 seconds. I'm just mentioning the toilet as an example. So Asher explains it. Why is it more? Because a real begin means not just pushing it into the periphery of the Isimaki, but to pushing it in deeply, the Chorim is knocking. So if she has to push it in, the Chorim is knocking, so that involves more time than the Shiva Besset. Shiva Besset, let's say, is 5 seconds, and this is 20 seconds. So it's an ayah from this Rashi that if the decay, the pushing in is peripheral, it's not a thorough pushing in, just a peripheral pushing in, then it's not considered as a decay, but it's considered as a kiluaba, like the Balamoyashi. That's how it's mashma from Rashi. So the Gemara says, the Shamu Sheida, the Tzotish Kanachas, the Kiluach. So then the Gemara says, the Kiluach Mbachutz, in the Kiluach Motzatak, the Hishio Haze, Hayom Chatos, Avalim Yoso, Motzo Florera Hashio, Sharei Bitzagamashki, the Nigel Yoda, as they say, the Yishkan Shirei, the Yaboy, the Yoda, the Mashki, the Yosham Tolu, the Yoychach, Maush Kaleach, Isha Shina, Super Vitamas, the Bayo Kiluach Lachatash, the Shio Vesel, Leda in Tizadam, the Bayo Haifatas, Maush Tiki, the Kamamish, the Yosham Tolu, the Amdino, the Kaman, the Yitzal Shalor, Hazman, the Shio Vesel, Hayon, the Shatolu, the Sophic Avadamish, and the Sophic Borahamka. In Name, in Kitchen, the Kaman, be a body family, come and bear me in soil. Misham say, Vishnei, be a suitcase, be tarts. the Azubit Tanz. Now, again, from this Rashi, it's Mashma that it is also Chilik HaRambam. Because, according to the Rambam, Rashi is the Kashi. Here, the Gemara says that the Isha is not allowed. The Isha is not allowed to make a Tikka like a Kashi. Why? Because then the husband will become inherited and be living naked, and he will suspect that maybe she something the matter with her, she has a problem, and she is accustomed to sit down by Hastashi. So Rashi is the Kashi, but there's a Mishle, there is his soil, the Shamche is Mishle. So Rashi says, that Mishle is referenced to a woman who is a super pious, who is expected to have the pious. Immediately after Tashmish. So then it's not shayach to say it will be naked because the husband will not suspect that she has a problem. He'll know the business why she makes it decay because she has to have tires. And that's why Rashi, when in respect to the Abaya of the Lord, is whether Moshe did the ink. So Rashi emphasized Moshe the Kamayach. Now, if Rashi had written the Shias Rambam, so then the according to the Rambam, we have to say that when the Gemara says in Gedim and Mikvei, the Gemara only means if the woman will hurry, will hasten to make the Tikkun immediately instantaneously upon the conclusion of the Tashmish, then it's also Mashaimke. Mashaimke is aloche, that there is his oil, it doesn't mean instantaneously, it means when she gets off bed. So then it might be 8 hours later. So then she's the deckers. So why does Rashi have to give the tenets that Mishnah is referenced to Mishnah to the tenets? So it's an alibi from this Rashi that Rashi is critical about. And it means we don't have a change. And furthermore, not only that the woman is not mechuyeves, lachatashmish to make it decay, it's also, we see from this Rashi, it's also, because if Rashi Shikeh knew that it's not mechuyeves, but also in Gittin, so then Rashi could have given a different talents. He could have said that over there it doesn't mean instantaneously upon the conclusion of the Tashmish. So we see from this Rashi that Rashi is Chilik HaRambam. Alright. Rishon Shirin Beres. Omer Rabbana, Omer Rav Yana. Vizeu Eingen Shom Tznuei. Kalima Midas Chzidi Shom Tam. Vilaf Kiyube. Damon Kiyosheni. Hatznuei Zmisakles Moshnish Zmisakles Abayis. Is only in the number of three tashish. Omer Rababe, 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 Tame Tonet Zvichens, Beat Tonet Zvichens, Omer Rei, Shanei Meir, Kolam Kain Min Chachom Nichatua, Omer Rabe, Mishim Min Kain Min Chachom Tzviya Alu Min Mikve, Horosha Min Mikve, Elo, Zvichens, Ein Shepot Kuratz Monif, Ein Tashmi Ze, Ein Beit Kifmei Min Tashmi Shachem, Mishim Min Zvichens, Beit Kifmei, Now again, here too, that's the reason why I mentioned Shikas Rambam, which is unique, which is contrary to the Shikha of all the Shaykh. Because according to all the Shaykh, so all this has reference to a woman who is a Sukkot Taitis. But a woman who is not a Sukkot Taitis, so there is no Midas Chassidus, not only there is no Midas Chassidus, there is even a Nisea, because we can even make faith. So, but Mashayim came according to the Rambam she believes that every woman is the even a woman who has a best of the world. So it's the Chuyemes to make it Ike Lachatash, to make sure that she isn't playing down Machmas Tashmish. She is only not allowed to do it instantaneously upon the conclusion of Tashmish, because then it will be eliminated. But if it's not instantaneously, immediately following the Tashmish, so then she's Mechuyevus to make it decay. And the husband himself is also Mechuyev to be made with it. But before Tashmish, So a woman who has a basic why is not what it is, but it means succeeds the needs. So according to a lot of Rishi, when Gemara says, "Elo Malok Suez Eichem Atriyatz Mitash Mizeh Eichem Mitash Mishachira Rishi Suez Mitish Mitzvah," and also as reference to a woman who is a super tireless. But a woman who is not a super tireless, there is no serious nothing, there is no Nisa. But according to the Rambam, this Gemara of Obed, so this Gemara of Obed has reference to a woman who is a super tireless. So, and in a super tireless. Both, Elohim, Suez, each of what will be asked. So it's ways, whether they are asukim times, or even if they are not asukim times, like in Shem Mazet. So each of what will ask them is they dash in Zed, and they give them a dash in Zed. We share even stories. So, bait case, if they are asukim times, do you press that? And if they are not asukim times, they so they don't make anything altogether, according to them. Fine. Rashi. Eight pages, the Tashi Shah, with the Shemi Tuni. The core of Alice the Bully, the Tikkun Shemi. You should be with us, the Tikkun Shah. Fine. Good thing. Omar Abzeire, Omar Abbe, Bayomi, Omar Shmuel, Isho Shemi Lopese, Asur Mishamish, adjective that is a woman who has no vessel, so Asur Mishamish, adjective on my way, Abzeire, the Ababe Bayon, that was first Abzeire heard from Rabbi Bayom, who said in the name of Shmuel that Isha Shemo Bese Asur Mishamish Achetit Omori Rav Zeire that Rabbi Bayom Eimo Bese Bayom Dike Yeshmo Bese Loi Bayom Dike Bayom Dike Omori. And so Bikiyo Mitrash Bikiyo Bokotoni Maslis in the Yeshua Vesel in Bayo Pike, Kimi Nasuk in Talas. So in other words, so he was referring, so Abzeire was also referring to a woman who is Nasuk in Talas. So in other words, so he said, you are referring to a woman who is Nasuk in Talas. In other words, because if she is not Nasuk in Talas, so then no woman is required to make it. So obviously you are referring to a woman who is a super tireless. So why do you say Isho Sheimo Beset Asur Misham is a super tireless? There is a law in the Mishnah that any woman, even a woman who has a Beset, so is a super, she is a super tireless, is a super Misham is a super tireless. So I'm going to tell you about that. Isho Sheimo Beset Bayim Dike Isho Beset Bayim Dike I'm away. So Abam Bayim Dike responded Yeish lo beset, in other words, a woman who is a super tireless. So yeish lo beset, hey, oh, by a dicky, if she's a wage, she requires a dicky. Yeshem lo, not by a dicky, even if the woman is a super tireless. But if she happens to be asleep, and the husband is allowed to be bothered, and he is not the chayav to wake her up, and to ask Yishen Rolta Eino Beset Veineiro Ben Yishen Rolta. So it's also if she's a super talents, so even though she's Yishen Rolta, so she's a super talents at adjective. Now let's see that Omer Hobe Omer Hobe the Reino Hobe Yeish lo beset mitaris bayit dike libayu lo libayit dike ein lo beset edachim libayu lo libayit dike ovdomo yoche shema mino kosova shimuel kol libayu lo libayit dike So that was the raya that Jesus mentioned against the Rashbam's pshat, because in Gemara before, so Gemara said chodim chol chavadim. So which is the ikamen of Shmuel, and which one is deduced by implication? So according to Rashbam, so the ikamen of Shmuel is the member that Rav Abba Bahiya mentioned. So Jesus was critical of Rashbam, and he said, no, the Ika member of Shmuel is the member that Rav Yehuda mentioned. And this member that Rav Abba Bahiya mentioned is deduced by implication. That's the right. What's the implication? What's the deduction? Because from that, when you go on the Lord, since Rav Abba Bahiya did not give him this status, so Rav Zeira deduced Shmano, so as well, called Bible the Bible, not the Rashi. Mishnah is the Bible, we can be clear from us, Mishnah is the Bible, we can ask the Tao, we come and call the Mishnah way, or we can ask the Tao, so we can ask the Tao, so we can ask the Tao, we can ask the Bible, we can ask the Bible, we can ask the Tao, now, so the Lord is saying, so Rabbi Bahia, we have made the distinction between Eva and Yishei, that Asuka Vitae, in other words, if she's not Asuka Vitae, then she doesn't do it. But if she's a super talent, so then Eivor Veset, so even Shemino is Slicha Pichu, and she's a sword shot without it. But Yeshua Veset, so only Eivor is Slicha Pichu, but Shemino is it. So there are two Pichu in the Rashi. Why Shemino is not so? So one was in the Rashi is, since the whole teaching is only the Rabbanon, because we get the Kalitaris, Kalitari Bible, the woman is a superbitaris. So since it's only the Rabbanon, so and the Chachire, so mainly the Chachonim did not apply this requirement of the Tike, the Gabin Shema, because of the Tirche, because of the Tirche to involve. That's one shot. The other shot is not because of the hardship involved. So the Chachamim made a special dispensation. Because the reason is why a woman wears a vessel. So only Aaron requires the king. And Shema does not require the king. So it's based upon the fact that the whole hymn of the king is because of Asuka Vitaris. Now, so what does that mean? So if she is Eivor, so then she is more Asuka Vitaris than Shema. Because Eivor means she will soon have to have a Tiras. But if she is in Shema, so yes, the insect with the preoccupation of Tiras is expected to take place, let's say, hours later. So even though she is still considered Asuka Vitaris, because when hours later she will be asked for Taras, but she is not so preoccupied with Taras as a woman who is able. So, there are two children. So, anybody has a last good Taras by the Bible? That's one more shakash. Iname, like a tear from the Tiore. I'm a shame in Kitzar. We have the poor Abolon. Iname. Shame of the Hazmutares, after the Yul Asimutares. Goodbye, Dicky. The Tavis, by the Dicky. Kalima, Super Vitalis. By the Dicky, after the Bible. Tony Abba. Hamori Mupayalu. The Aboyim, the Sobel, and the Samish. The Shisayan, the Shayan, the Hem, the Heska Star. ובואי משני מימונים ומשני מבני ארץ. באמת לא אמור משני חומרס לסתר, אבל נתחסתו לנו היום, לפני יום, אז שתהיו לו בית תהירנו. ושמו לו במה עם היקלו, אם שיש לו בסת. Now, so of course, according to the Rishayim, that a woman who is not a super Taurus doesn't require a ticket. Any time, so we may have, so the moment is relatively simple. So obviously this price says their preference to a woman who is a super Taurus. Now, a woman who is a super Taurus So the question is, how will Shmuel explain that for us? Shmuel makes a distinction between her and Hashem. A woman who is asked to be talents, so even if she has a vessel, so she buys it. And Hashem only if she has motives. Here it says, Hashem and the Chesed Stalin, we go to Hashem and bring Hashem as believers. So the question is, we might not go. If she is what they say, Kashi Eo. So why is Eo? You tell us. We shame of us. Kashi Eo obey the shame. So the Gemara says, wait on, she is what they say. You should talk or Eo hope he came to Eo Mizu. If he should talk or Eo hope he came to Eo Mizu. So it says that the price is referring to the woman who does for times. And the issue of best. So the question is, Monafsha. If she does for times, so why does it say? If she asks for times, so why does it so be shown when the price says the shino? She's going to tell us a Bible in the same. Because a woman was invested for Kua, so even if she's a super Mutares, so she will say she's Mutares without it. She's Mutares with violence. Without it. But it says, Bain Eva, Bain Shema. So Eva requires a decay. And here is the price says, without the PK. So the answer is, since he's born in Adela, so naturally he makes it clear when he approaches her. So he's defiant, sir. So that kind of a clear, Elohim PK, they don't use it. Elohim PK, they don't use it. It's a rash. Kibush et tovu mitashkish. Ein lecho piko, ilo mizu. Ilo mizu kimo, itayo li. Hadem batki. U pike mikoma shmuel le nila le. Bitvi esa. Gelib mi dami. Rashi himself. He's not happy with this pshat, but this is what the more he said. So now, how the stasis explained? Kibush et tovu. Since when is it really the equivalent of the decay? Decay is a decay. Perush kibush ebomin aderek. Nifaisa. Itaybo mitashkish. Vyechazikvo. Ramya nafshi. Sheyokisho. Ishaskriya vizechaz. Avon yoybo min aderek. Ose aveyo. Vyechazimayu vipiush etashkish. El bol el miyat, the ramya nafshe la askura shiyogishu. So Teitzve says that not every tree is in you or the teacher. Only the tree by someone who is born a death, seeing him, he has been away for a long time. So Melo, when he's the Belaher, so he's defiant, and he's married the pews. So Melo. So, since his mother appeals, so she has ample time to remind herself. Maybe she did have a certain abortion in the course of the time that the husband has been away. So that kind of intriga is in lieu of abortion. Now, there is a secret tare that discusses this divorce. The secret tare is for the now, I mentioned that there is a machlokes b'shem as to whether a b'dike, wherever a b'dike is required. Wherever a b'dike is required. So, what does a b'dike mean? Does a b'dike mean even a peripheral b'dike? She just pushes it in into the periphery. So is it not? Or it has to be pushed in deep, beholding of itself. So, there is a machlokes b'shem. The secret are only passing, that the Shemuel of passing, the Chabar and Hamor passing, that the picket has to be taught. In other words, the whole of Israel also. So the secret answer is that the Machlokes Rishonim is only in regard to the scope of the picket and the Rabbonim. So some Rishonim say, Ivman and the Rabbonim. Ivman and the Rabbonim. So she has to be waiting before even on the Rabbonim. So she has to be waiting before the Mizrochi. I'm sorry, that on the Rabbonim, that even on the Rabbonim, yes, to me. So the peripheral teaching is not, and the Baal Moya says no, that on the Rabbonim level, a peripheral Bdikah is not enough, it has to be thought Becholim of Mizrochi. Becholim of Mizrochi. Mashenkin at the highest level, so all the Shenim agree that the peripheral Bdikah is not. The peripheral Bdikah is not. So, and then, one of the highest of the Sikhet Tav is this Gemara. She didn't even wipe herself on the outside. So, but since he was born in Adela, this is it, and he was married with the Yusei, so Mele, she had ample time to remind herself of any Agoshe that she had in the course of the time. So, as Kamo Mechamo, a peripheral Dike, he certainly is as effective as a fear. Even this kind, that's one. Then the other argument, he says, if you say that on the highest level, a fault of our moya, so a decay that is peripheral, not thought, is not a decay. So the question is, so would I say, if a woman, let's say, came, is on a day, if she had 3 years and 3 successive days, and 3 successive days. So then the halacha is that she has to make a bdikah of a tzitzit. She has to make bdikah, she has to count zayin. What does zayin mean? Zayin means that she has to make bdikah and the zayin key. So how can it count? And today, every woman is his oven. Whether it's on the Rabbon or on the Rambam, it's something that I'd say, since the Cheshbon is an uninterrupted Cheshbon of 7-11. So the question is, how, if it could be for Nikkei, it is also Nikkei on the highest level, and only the Rabbon of the Rambam says that it has to be thought of Nikkei, Bichur, Stocking. So, anyway, the Gabi Ikale, Ikale, it's impossible for Ikale. Ikale, it's so. When she makes a ticket to make it, ticket the whole Mizrochi. It's impossible. So then the ticket necessarily has to be a peripheral ticket, not the whole Mizrochi, not the total ticket. So no colleagues should be the terrorist by law. The answer is, even the Baramoya who says that the ticket has to be a total ticket, the whole Mizrochi. So, and that if it's not the whole Mizrochi, it's Kiddua B'Alme. That means, in the Rabbonim, it's considered Kiddua B'Alme. So, where it's possible, but I'm saying, it's so incalculable, or it's impossible to make it all begin. So naturally, the Chachamim didn't require. But, so, the value of the Sifrei Tare, the value of the Sifrei Tare is from this Gemara. The value of the Sifrei Tare is from this Gemara, because the Gemara says here, we keep the Shetoko, and you know, so of course, it applies only to this kind of tree, of Bom Nadara, but even so, so that wouldn't be more thorough than a peripheral decay. If a peripheral decay is more decay, how could this kind of a tree be considered as the equivalent of it? Alright, now. Now remember to home asleep. Now, so there are two shot in Rashi. Whether the shot in Rashi or the other shot is Gideon, I don't know, I mean, the Bashar says that the other shot is not Rashi. Okay. So, Mao, remember at your home asleep, by a ticker it be. By a ticker it be. So, on the way, so now we have to say that according to Rashi's shot, since Rashi explained the whole Gemara, that Shmuel's that applies to a woman like not Rashi, I mean, the Gemara says something. Asurim Tares, and the woman who is not Asurim Tares never requires it. So only the man who is Asurim Tares. So, what do you say? Come on, I'm going to go up and I'll be having to go up and sleep. What do you mean by up and sleep? The price of Hamori will pay out with a point of his own and his action. That is what brings to a woman who has a style. So now we're to see whether we have to be made like the price. So why shouldn't we be made like the price if we don't find the price if we make it? All right, so that's the question that takes us in this life. But that's how it appears. He asked him whether we have to be made like this price. That means a woman is a superstaris, whether she has to make it be. On my way, Sudne. Sudne means Tamachoch. Al Shem Sin and Shem Reo. No, should not make it big. Should not make it big. The Magni Abel. The Magni Abel. So, in other words, why the Magni Abel thing? No, why it big. The Chimats Rechel big. Magni Abel. Now, so, Texas says, Perish, it's always like it's on. Ajit is Yashu, Daita, Rehoshi, in Teiro, in Wah. He shouldn't do it. Why? Because then, it will be Nikli Abiyatu. So he shouldn't do it. Now, we have to say that Ashi, no. Now, let's see the Texas. Texas says, Perish, Ashi, promise me. The Bible will be joined to you. The Koshin, the day of the aftermath of the we can make the Mahabharata, the Mahabharata, the Spirit of the Mahabharata, the Boy, the Boy, the Boy, the Boy, the Mashna, the Boy, 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 if we met, before the Shema will remember that Jehovah has needed to match the Chabibah in the Shema. The Shema has the Bible created, so it's like it's on the table. We heard that we don't need your life, you will be able to say the Bible to get the Bible actually will be shaken on the code, okay, you must be a Bible. In that way, we like that you should be here. Wie wissen wir uns, wenn wir aber haben, wir gehen aber hin. Aber wo wir nach der Inke oder Meichas? Du machst nicht so viel, wenn ich die Beine hatte, dann schien ich mich ein, genau wie du nach, da haben wir die Beine Inke, aber wo ich fliehe, in Name der es darf gehen, in Name der hier ist noch besser. So in other words, so takes this a life that by the more not to remember these are sometimes. Because a woman has a good time and so it's a nice and precious. And then, in what way will you take the one after certain times? So, yes, whether true that the truth that the price requires to be only that the woman is a certain time. Cortina, yes, in a valle, true, the DJ is not required, the woman is not a suicide, is not required to make a DJ, but maybe three is required. Maybe three is required. Wow. So he said, no. So maybe he should wake up and beat the way out. So he said, no, you need me about. Omar Afkano shall be no mean shape in a pocket with a pocket with a shua, Jose Abono, the Rab, Matsu, the Hotiki, the Amore, the Lord, the Shalino, what did he do? Why did he? So, the Shalino, the Shalino, what did he do? You were in the Komahmira now. All right, now let's see that. עד עכשיו, כמו שנאחר, מה הוא אומר בעד יהום הסליט? לא די הביקי. תהיו סבירה. בואי מן הדרך לאו דווקא. וכל שקולי של בייס, אומר לה, סוד מרחוק עם הקושך, כי לא נביא זה נשק. או בואי מן הביאה פי ביום, אם אתה מצליח על ביקי, והוא תימוי ותסגן את יפונו, ואו מועילו מחמיר על נפשי, הוא מצליח עם ביקי לו שסגן מובילים לאחר עם היתר, כי הוא חסד עם קיבל בואי בי ביקי. ופיך השואה הוא שסייר, יונענו בו לאחדור הכבסאי, נשנחנו לה, אם הוא מחדור הנפשאי, הוא אומר לי, צריך לבית על האחדור, ואם מצליח לי שסייר, אומר לי, נשיב לשואה, אני אצל, ספרי תשאר, יראה בהם מחדור הנפשאי, אלא מכיר הנפשאי, הוא מחדור לאחר, יכולים לו לעשות. טוב רבו, אישו שאין לו פסד, עשו לו משמש, ונגוקסו לו ולוקבץ ולוקזנץ ולוקבץ ולוקבץ ומלמר זה לאונס, דיבר רמיה, רב חנין אבנן תגיד סגריה משמשת משתלילים, הם יפסו אוי תקיוע, משמע בכל הם אמרו, אוי לא ניפאי לא עשו לו משם איש, דיו מומי קלקל אצלם, ואין לא פסו לו, כי הוא בחז לא יביא, רס לא פסו לו, ולא פרץ, ולא מלחמץ, ולא יבלויץ, ולא בויץ, כמו יקסו ב... כי קסו בגלל, ויהי צילו לים, ולים זה לא נס. פשיטה, so what is the more, what is the price he said? That is, he has a contra-mea, if a Misha has no vessel, so he has to divorce. And then, when he divorces, he cannot remarry. Naturally, if he has to divorce her, how could one think that he's allowed to remarry her if he has to divorce her? So the more he says, the heart when they ask him, he divorced because she has no vessel. Then she was cured and she started to have a vessel. So I would say she is allowed to remarry her. If he's not a chicken, why shouldn't he be allowed to remarry her? So there is a special aloha that since he divorced her on account of the fact, a certain move, that she had no vessel. So the male is not allowed to remarry. Let's look at the Habib Iskin after the divorce. Now the day later, the Mashua, the Zibin, the Asbara means the Habib Iskin. But my uncle is here, the Ashikaho, so after you said this, we may have gone ahead, we need to send a gosh, or we need to get brought to an elm, I'm saying, we should have the home among the oil of the Bible. What does it mean, oil of the Bible? So that to the shapes. Who is he addressing himself, Abachon? He gave the Amor of Rabea that he was addressing himself to Rabea. Rabea said that she is Yetzes below Yisuma. So he said to Rabea, no. Oh, so he gave the Amor of Rabea he gave the Amor of Rabea the boy like me Yisuma saw. In other words, he said, you and Mea says that he has to divorce her and she's not the type of big sugar, I will have a kind of thing. And I say no. While he has to divorce her, I can agree with you that he has to divorce her because of the possibility of the Mirsha. That maybe in the midst of the Tashmish, she'll be paid as leader of the way that I'm supposed. But he certainly has to give her a sugar. It's not her fault. Why shouldn't he have to give her a suvage? So only with the Bible, in other words, more unto her husband, because he has to divorce her, but he has to give her a suvage. So another Roshi is Nikiyamne, we have Hanuman Tibius Kanoi, the cowardly slave. In other words, radically Mishabesh and Mishayim. In other words, he threatened, because the halacha is that if a woman makes tikkun immediately after Tashmish, she makes a tikkun, and she finds out three times, so the halacha is that he has to be awesome. That means that she has a certain tendency to sit down, machmas tashmish. So he is addressing himself to Rabbanim Martinez. Rabbanim Martinez says, Mishamesh and Mishnei, hey, Nifsua. What does it mean, Nifsua? In other words, if she would be Mishamesh, Mishnei, let's say she Mishamesh, Mishnei, when they came in Tashmish, when they laugh at Tashmish, and in three successive years, so she would find out in the ditches that are made immediately after Tashmish three times, so then she will be Hosekah to be laid down after Tashmish, so then they'll have to divorce her. So it's been calculated. So he's addressing himself to Kamil Martinez. Omar Abuda Mashmu Allah Kamil Martinez, who be my Ibasu Kamil and so on, the Shmu Horizine. She has to be towers. Roma, Holy Bible, the Bible, the King, Yomar Zimmer, the Mother of Abel, the Rabbi, the Rabbi of Ashmuel, each of the rest of the Shamis, actually, the King of the Asuka Tares. So, Mam the Master, Holy Master. So, Rashi, so that took shot, Rashi's shot in the other shot. So, Rashi's shot is Mam the Master, Holy Master, lay on the Asuka. So, then you ask, if it's Asuka the Tares, so, He is going to the Chavdike, so it was already mentioned once. Why does he have to mention again? He has to do something about the Chavdike. The Vazir of Abu Yubi, of Ashmuel, Isha Beth Asu Ishama, the name of Kimura of Asu of the Tires. So the Gemara says, Mam the Masna Ho, the Masna Ho, Reimo Masu, with a casual of Tarot of Omali. So Abu Yubi, the Masna Ho, Ishmael, the Masna Ho, the Rabbah. In other words, so according to Rashi's Pshat, there is no machlokes. In other words, because they both said the same thing. But the question is, why does it have to be mentioned twice? So the answer is, the one who mentioned one member in the name of Shmuel did not mention the other member in the name of Shmuel. So, and it's the same anyway. So that means, according to Rashi's Pshat, so everybody agrees that a woman who has no besed with violence to tell us without a dick, that's the shikya of open shame in the past. That the violence is not as it, the women are not, no woman is a secretaris, so in Mela she doesn't have to make a dick, and she's to tell us the shamage without a dick. Oh, but then Rashi says, we cash it all up in Amor of War. In other words, from the Pashtas Aloshim of Rashi is Mashma, that while Rav Meir holds that a woman who has no besed, so the husband is mechuyev to divorce her, so Rav Chanina ben Amtiglis is in the other pole, and he holds that a woman, if she has no besed, if she's not a sukkah mitales, so then she's the terrorist of the world. But if she's a sucumitaris, then she requires tickets. Now, what kind of tickets does she require if she's a sucumitaris? So, if she's a sucumitaris, so in other words, if she's a sucumitaris, so she requires two tickets. One ticket in Tashmish and one ticket in Tashmish. That's the pshat of Rav Chanina ben Atikin, according to Rashi. So what does it mean? Mishameshet v'sheilim, heim v'suo, heim v'kiyo. So that's what it means. That Rav Chanina ben Atikin says reference to a woman who is a sukkotaris. And it's mashma that this is Rashi's pshat, not Rav Chanina ben Atikin. And the Raivit's pshat, the Raivit's pshat is also that there was, the mayor is the only one who says that the woman who has no vessel is a sugar shamash. And the contra mayor is in the khuyev to the bosa. He is in the khuyev to the bosa. But all the other time, you are here, Karabi. Rav Chanina ben Atikin also holds that a woman who is not a sugar tires is the terrorist shamash without the king, even though she has no vessel. Even though she has vessel. But Chanina ben Atikin says reference to a woman is a sukkotaris. A woman is a sukkotaris, so she has to be shamish with two cloths. One piece of cloth she has to use in making the for tashmish, and one cloth she has to use in making the kid after tashmish. But only in regard to a woman who is a sukkotaris. So I thought that's the period. That's the end of the chat. In other words, then Rashi says, returning to God. He came cashing Rabbina Rabbina when he did Roma. He shayna asuka with Bible teaching. But according to Rashi's chat, so there are two Amroi Awid in Ishmael. One Amir Awid in Ishmael says that Asbina asuka with Thomas with Bible will buy it again. And another Amir Awid in Ishmael says, Rabbi Yabad Awid in Ishmael says that the Bible is buy it again. So in other words, so there is a machlekes. Now, it's still the better Rashi's chat. So Rashi rejects it. We tell you though, if Kashi Rabbina Rabbina will put the Roman Shema Sukkot by the Tikkun. So Rashi rejects the chat. But even though Rashi rejects the chat, all right, so we have to be deterrents. But that's the Rashi's chat. And there are women of Shemi who explained it in a way that calls with the Rashi's chat. Now, but even if you explain the Gemara in accordance with the Rashi's pshat, it does not necessarily mean that we have to pass that a woman who has no vessel is Srichat Nikal Bailo. According to Rashi's pshat, so it's impossible to pass it that way. Because there is no Mandoma who says that we buy what's out of the game. According to Rashi's pshat, so there are two Amoroyim, Alim and Ishmael, one. Amelia, Alim Ishmael says that the Bible will buy a PK. One Amelia, Alim Ishmael says, the Bible will buy a PK. So then the question arises, how do we pass it? So it's still an open question. But all those Hashemim who passed it, that the Bible will buy a PK, have to explain the Gemara like the Rach, because if they'll explain the Gemara like Rashi, it's impossible to pass it, that the Bible will buy a PK, the Bible will buy a PK. Unless they pass not the mayor, but if they pass not the mayor, so they should pass him. First of all, the Gemara says, how long have you come in with Antiquus? And then they should pass him the palace with the boss at all. But of course, Allah is not like the mayor. So, in any way, if we explain the Gemara like Rashi, then it goes without saying that a Mishoshin Asuka the palace is the Bible, not by the king, even though she has no message for God. But if we explain the Gemara like Rashi, so then there is a machlokes amroi, alim and shmuel. So then it's an open question. But the fact is that many of the shemim explain the Gemara like the Rach, and they pass like the Amir. that revival violently. And this is Psalm of the Machaber and the Ramon. Also, all right, so we leave it here. Now, tomorrow, we should go over this. I didn't want to spend any time on this incident. I just mentioned the incident in connection with the Rashi. But the thesis is Rashi. But tomorrow we'll explain the Shinsa Rashi and we'll go over the thesis. And I hope that you'll be able to very briefly, to go over the other one. And if we are not, so then you have to go over, and if we are not able tomorrow, to go over the more inside. So then you go over it yourself, and next week after Shabbos we are starting in two that you know of us. Whether we are able to cover the Gemara Dafi Dalet or not, if we are able, right, if not, you go over it yourself before Shabbos. And then next week, at the beginning of next week, we are starting Hilchas Tikkun, the two. And
you should know.
Together. All right.
July 16th, 1982, Kaf Hei, Thomas Hashan, Tafshin Memphis.
Now, don't be more late. We need a bit, but just, I want to go over the shocking. We need to be more late. We need to be more late. When the Rappoke required from Robert, now we will have the Homa City. So, Rashi's Pshat is by Dike or Tvi, either Dike or Tvi. So this Pshat Rashi for us needed by Dike or Tvi, because the day of that came out, certainly, it came because the issue is not Rashi for the Tyres, so then she is allowed to change the Kosovo without it, even though she is an Isha Sheva Vesek from one. So, if she is a Sukha Vitaris, and with a Sukha Vitaris, so what if she has to be a Yeshua Vesek, so then, if it's a Yeshua Vesek, so only Eiro or Vatsko Vike, not the Sheva. And here, Rashi, and here the Gemara Rapportin does not spell out the Sheva. So he says, the way what after Matsuki, the King Michael Hadley, the Daniel Bape, the Daniel Bape, so in other words, he said, and obviously, the value of Rapkope has reference to Shema, because the answer was, if he wakes her up, so then it will be the Daniel Bape. So obviously they work in the case where she is Ishaino. Now, if she is Ishaino, if she has a vessel, so then by Ishaino you must have a tireless. So she doesn't require the king. We came Michael Hammer and Gandhi Babi, who be three of the Gandhi Babi, they will buy the lady from boy. She must have been bothered or Ishaino, but she did not want to come by the Bible king. It amazed a half million things. So it's impossible. So, if there had been our help, we'd be in HVA, then we can explain the Shiloh of the body is, can she, if she wants to do it, if he wants to do it, can he do it? Can he do it? But our help is that in HVA, so if she's not the Chiyemis to do it, so then he's not even allowed to do it. He's not even allowed to do it. You can be laughing, you can eliminate from the village, you have a real. We are super tireless company, and if we are going to say that the bias reference the case of a woman with a super tireless, she is a terrific kid. She did not even show she is wearing a shabbos day, so we sue over table by Yosef with Isaac, so keep him as his name, but still him of the total tireless. And if we are going to say that the bias is maybe we don't rely on the price, in the law is not like the Braise, but this thing by a spiritualist and why it became is not just mentioned by the Braise, it's the Jewish and Mishne. We need a reforge. Mao Rebeba Thor has eaten. We need Sachel, so in other words, we can explain it to Rashi also. Rashi doesn't say it. from us to the last. We can be the shame of. So of course, we have to say that our prophets are valid, reverence, tradition, it is not a super task, because our prophet Robert, he won't bother. In Bogal there was no handling of Thomas anyway. Because Chutzlorets is Mitabe, so they couldn't handle Taras in Bogal. So, but the Shaila of Rambope, the inquiry that Rambope made is Rambope, was in respect to the Mishor, that is not a super Taras. Now, so what is the Shaila? So, the Shaila is the Matzimich of the Mishor, שם הוא אחי בעלו ואיבו עצור לכלה קיצור ומתאים ואיבוד אמורי דאחי ובו בסק ובאיו פיתם ובאיו אחי ומשנו הוא מוקד ובאות ביו באיו נמרד ודאבי איז אין אכנן it's a price of precious that we violate not in the show that it's not a super guitarist, so he doesn't feel violent. And maybe she's the shino, so she still doesn't have to be violent. But maybe fear is required, in other words. Because you see, if decay is required, if we say decay is required, then it means we are reaching. That maybe the woman had a disheveled arm, she had a minute menstrual flow, and she wasn't cognizant of it. So that's a very unusual phenomenon, that a woman who is fully alert should not be cognizant of a Elias arm is a highly unusual phenomenon. So in Melee, so we say that he does not have to be chishish for that. It does not have to be chayishish for her, even if she is a woman that has no besetua. Because had she had any end, she would be cognizant. But then there is another possibility. If she is asleep and he doesn't wake her up, maybe she had any asdam and she was aware of it. But he doesn't know because she is asleep, so in Melee, he has to wake her up. And with the Meyah, so then it will be valid. If she's aware of the Islam, she'll tell him. She'll tell him she's in Egypt. That's the Shah. So, we call for King Tulu three of Bayer. So, in other words, so what does three of Bayer means? In order to alert her to the fact that he wants to have relations with her. So, in Melee, if she did have. If she did have a Islam, so, and even if she forgot it for the moment he's to be her, she'll remind herself. Sometimes, in other words, you see, the question is this, why should we need to be her? He sees, let's say, she's not asleep. So she sees that he's approaching her. So in Melee, if she knows that she had a Islam, she should tell him. She should tell, but the answer is sometimes she might be absent-minded and she forgot. But if it's the way of her, so then it will have the effect of reminding her in case she forgot. So that's the shine. In other words, two from the price we see that we do not have to be changing. Maybe she had the Elias down without herself being cognizant of it. That we don't have to be chayshish. Because that's an unusual phenomenon, that a woman should have a Elias down and not be cognizant of it is a highly unusual phenomenon. But maybe she did have the Elias down and she was cognizant, but she forgot about it. So the Melee, if she had the Elias down and was cognizant, so the fear will remind her. So that's the shayla. Do we have to be chayshish? Do we have to be chayshish that she had the Elias down? So the Melee, he has to be today her or not? So, the Pope can do it to be a body. In our real life, you should be here. He said, oh, you should be here. Have all the gate of a head. Aber die Bomben haben wir, die können wir nicht haben. Und beautiful thing from the Meir Hash. We must meet some very babies. We go in the Shem of the Stare. We can have a member that we go in the Rike. I will go in the Rike. We have a Meir Hash. We have a Meir Hash. So actually we have the attention to this. In other words, what Moshe intends is that perhaps even the Bairo, so he's not allowed to be born at all unless he's the bear. Unless he's the bear. True that there is a price of precious that she doesn't have to make it begin. She doesn't have to make it begin. That means if she is not away of Eliye, so then we don't have to be hesh, maybe she had a miyazdam and she was never aware. That's a high level of an argument. But maybe she had a miyazdam and she was aware, but she just forgot about it. Absentmindedly, she forgot about it. So the male, he has to be to bear. So the time spent in the tree spills some mirror. So the time spent in the tree, so if she did have a miyazdam and forgot about it, so she will remind herself. She'll remind herself. And what the price says that she doesn't require habul nagar. So if she's shame of Khazastana, maybe talking means they don't have to make it decay. But a tree is required. A tree is required. So then he says, then the other lashon is not that in respect to a husband who is not going out there, who is always at home, so then even a tree is not necessary. Because as far as having the woman, the woman not being cognizant, that we don't have relations. That's a highly unusual phenomenon. And as far as having the woman, and the woman just forgot, so we are minded, this is soil, because the skashkas, the kibibas is soil. So, having the woman, she will tell the husband. She will not abstain from telling the husband. Because the Chetz Kaskashkas of this is what? But that's only Shaleach in respect to it, the husband who is always with her, who is in town with her. Mashalikin, the husband who went away on a trip. So there, we cannot say, the woman would have told him. Because how could she have told him? He was away, and now he's coming from the trip. So the melee, that's the Shaleach. That's the Shaiver of Bobbe, maybe vis a vis a husband who is born at the left, maybe he has to be the bear because of the possibility that she had a miyazdam of which she is aware, but she had no opportunity to tell it to him. So, we come again. Not a little, I want to show you here. He said, oh, so they are born again. I will go not there. You can. We may have some words. At first, the Martin's discussion was, after all, whole violence of decay. So at first, they said, it might mean it's all decay, but we are violent, even if the violence is here. Now, they says no. Whole violent decay means not only decay, not even fear. And he's allowed to be born out. If his Bible is the year all the time, he's allowed to be born away while she's ashamed of. Because he doesn't have to be facing. Maybe she can be as that without the woman being cognizant. That's a highly unusual phenomenon. And maybe she did have a miyazdam. And she knows about it, but she didn't tell him. So that's not shayach, that's a chesed or something. That a Basi Soil wouldn't act like this to have a miyazdam and not tell the husband about it. But the question is, in regard to a case where the husband was born in Adela, so then maybe we have to differentiate. She had a miyazdam, she doesn't know. Mimele, how can it be born now? Why should she say no? So Chasm Shalom, you might be Mirshal in a Misa Kodesh. Aber wenn er der Weg in mir hat, du machst es nicht für die Babys, die wollen nicht. Wenn er der Weg in mir hat, du hast es da, ich bin auch nicht mehr lange, wenn ich nicht gehe, aber ich wollte nicht gehen. So, So things is in the first washification saying, even without the remembrance of the Lord, that whole body will sort of decay. So it also means the whole decay, but we abide. Even in respect to the husband to his people here. In the second washing says, so in regard to the husband who has been here all the time, so we call him by the he's allowed to be born, while she's ashamed. But the shining words in regard to a husband to his born mother, I will go to fear. In Name Bayer's daughter, in Name, in Name the Yeshua vessel. Alright. So there he said, so then he said, we got it back. No, shouldn't do it. We shouldn't do it. So that means, why do we got it? Now, if you have him, so the question is, what is it? If there is a way of charge, so how can we just ignore a way of charge of Yitzhakores because of the got it? I mean, that wouldn't make sense. And if there is no Yoshash, so why does he have to say what you got happen? The answer is this. Of course, if there had been a real Yoshash out with him, because he has still two shines. Rapope had two states. One of it was, maybe if he doesn't wait a lot, maybe we have to finish it. Unless she had a real start, and she knows about it, but she didn't tell him. Then the other shine is, if we say that there is no real shashat, why is there no real shashat? And that's the evidence, because we are minded, which is for our discussions. So if she had the real start, and she knew about it, because if she never knew about it, so that's an idea which she didn't have any about. And she knew about it, she certainly would immediately notify the husband. So, but truth of the being, we don't have the relationship. Well, maybe Tzadik doesn't see this. So he should be the mayor. So the mayor had it. So the answer was no. As far as the Shosh Al-Bibun is concerned, there is no Shosh, because we are minded in Israel and Cheskas Kashes that they did not in the real time. And as far as the Sitzimus is concerned, so that's the time of the Gagabak. Inasmuch as Al-Bibun, he doesn't have to be a change. So the Melee is not even allowed to be Machdia. It's conducive to Megaliba. That's why Rabope answered Megaliba. In other words, because Rabope wanted to know two things. Number one, when maybe Al-Kadim is not allowed to have relations with them until he's there and he verifies. So the answer is no, there is no exception. Then the next question is, true, there is no Shoshe, but maybe there is a necessity to be machia, to be extra careful, even though Al-Kadim is not machia, to be changed. So the answer is no. See, in view of the fact that Al-Kadim, there is no Shoshe, is not allowed even to meet up in the cities because of the Gagan. Alright. Go to Gagan. Now, this Gemara, the end of the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Omar Abudu Bashmur Alochit of Hamid and Antigas, Ubima Yibasuk of the Tires, Om Bashmur of the Zimbe, Yibishina Suk of the Tires, Omar Kolubai by Yibike, Omar Abzir, Omar Ababi by Yomi, Omar Shmuel, Yishashim the Besset, as for the Shamus, Achet Dibbe, where you keep the law. When you kill the law, the Rashi of the Talmud, so man the master, all the master. So that took something of the Rashi, which is really the Rashi, which Rashi rejects. So Rashi is all the Rashi, man the master, all the master, not that there is any machlokes, but In other words, that when Shmuel says, when Abuda Omar Shmuel says, when Abuda Omar Shmuel says, Arochet of Akhamina de Antines, he has reference to a woman who is a Shukritas. A Shukritas. A Shukritas. What to pay a Shukritas? Then she's Mutaris Goethe. Even though. So, with a Shukritas. With a Shukritas. Even though she has no Beset Kubwa. So the then question arises, so why does Shmuel have to mention twice the same Alochet? First, Abdullah Mar Shmuel, that Alochet from Chanin Abantines, the Yishoa Sukhutaris, and then the other memory of Abba, he only had the name of Shmuel, that Yisho Shemim Obese, Asur Yishakim Shachetim, they only a Sukhutaris, not a Sukhutaris now. So it's a superfluous. Why should Shmuel mention the same Malochet twice? The answer is Shmuel did not mention it twice. Shmuel mentioned it once. Man, the master, they know that Shmuel is a power of the Rabbi, the master of Shmuel, that Malochet of Hanuman and Tignes, the master of the Rabbi, the master of. So, anyway, there is no Kash. That's Kash. So then, according to Rashi's pshat, and that's the pshat of Tinsley's, and that's the pshat of the Raivet, many Mishnayim. So then there is no basis for this chukah that we buy more a woman who has no basic kubwa, she requires a degree for Rashi. There is no basis. But the only reason is why there are so many Mishnayim who say that people who buy more a woman who has no basic requires it became this if Sakhir should know the Muhammad of Rabo until the Shah was Mahriya Matlah. So it's because of the Rask. What's the Rask? The Abdi is the Porsche, Kahayuche, Roma Shuch, or is it the Libra, the Mastis, Victor, Mishamesses, Baby, Vasukumitaris, Mandas Mori, or Mishinas, with the Kashiro, the Rabbi of the Yahoo, the Rabute, we teach Yahoo, the Rabute, the Shmuel. So, in other words, so according to the Rashad, when Rabute says the name of Shmuel, he can come in the Nantines, so he has reference to a case of a mission that is not as a Tars, like a mission is Manazek. So then it means that Chanin ibn Antines says Mishamesh Mishnei Kibim is Manazeh. What does it mean Mishamesh Mishnei? That if a woman does not have a Mishnei Tavua, so she has to make it Dike before Tashmish and after Tashmish. Before Tashmish she has to make it Dike. Why? Because since she has no, she's not regular. Sometimes she can see on the 19th day. I mentioned 19th day because prior to the 19th day, so that's the amazing. 19th, then the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd. Every day she can see. She has no cycle. She has no regular cycle.